This is Samuel Larson returning with the News Gazette, dated 6th June 25th, 2020. We continue now with the death notices on page B3. Catherine F. Carter, Champaign. Catherine F. Carter, 55, of Champaign, died at 8:02 p.m. on Monday, June 22nd, 2020. At Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Leek and Sons Funeral Home, 304 East William Street, Danville. India R. Dorsey, Champaign. India R. Dorsey, 35, of Champaign, died at 12:44 p.m. Monday, June 22, 2020. At Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Leek & Sons Funeral Home, 304 East William Street, Danville. James Dunn, Savoy. James Dunn, 71, of Savoy, died Wednesday, June 24, 2020, at home. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Morgan Memory Memorial Home, 1304 Regency Drive, West Savoy. Hartley Ford, Danville. Hartley Ford, 94, of Danville, died 7:33 a.m. Friday, June 19th, 2020, at North Logan Health Center, Danville. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Monday at Leek & Sons Funeral Home, 304 East William Street, Danville. Burial will be in Graceland Cemetery in Wisconsin. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. Monday at the funeral home. A public viewing will be from 1 to 5 p.m. Sunday at the funeral home. Betty Gordon, Newman. Betty Gordon, 87, of Newman, died at 4:55 p.m. Wednesday, June 24th, 2020, at home. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Joyness Funeral Home, 401 West Gillegie Street, Newman. John Stanley Marshall, Champaign. John Stanley, Stan, Marshall of Chicago, formerly of Champaign, was born into eternity on Saturday, June 20th, 2020. Family-only funeral will be Friday in Chicago. Public viewing will be Saturday, June 27th, at Bethel AME Church, 401 East Park Street, Champaign, from 10 to 11 a.m. Burial will be at 11:30 at Lincoln Cemetery. Catherine McClutchin, Champaign. Miss Catherine McCutcheon departed this life on Saturday, June 20th, 2020, at the age of 94. Catherine was devoted, loving wife and mother and grandmother. Her present service will be truly missed. Professional services were entrusted to Walker Funeral Service. Perla Perales, Champaign. Perla Perales, 52, of Champaign, died Sunday, June 21st, 2020. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Williams Memorial Services, 1203 North Market Street, Champaign. Annabelle Pera, Pontiac. Annabelle M. Pera, 89, of Pontiac, died Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020, at 6:05 a.m. at Evanglow in Pontiac. Cremation rites will be accorded and a celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials in Annabelle's name may be made to the Alzheimer's Association or the Humane Society. Calvert and Martin Funeral Home, Pontiac, is handling the arrangements. Kenneth D. Summers, Danville. Kenneth D. Summers, 62 of Danville, died at 1:20 a.m. Thursday, June 25th, 2020, at Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Leekensan's funeral home, 304 East Williams Street, Danville. Richard Vollmer, Mahomet. Richard Dick Vollmer, 85, of Mahomet, passed away Saturday, June 20th, 2020, at Carl Hospital in Urbana with his family by his side. A family memorial service will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the American Heart Association, American Diabetes Association, or the donor's choice. Ricardo A. Woodson, Champaign. Ricardo A. Woodson, 31, of Champaign, died Monday, June 22, 2020. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Walker Funeral Services and Chapel, 704 North 4th Street, Champaign. Illinois football. Bar set high for summer workouts. Hernandez is getting U of I back up to speed. By Scott Ritchie. Champaign. Lou Herman has just an unjust plenty about the summer workout plan for the Illinois football team in wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Protocol requires smaller groups, just 9 athletes and a coach. Workout times are spaced far enough apart that equipment can be cleaned between groups. And only the use of Illinois old workout space, a Memorial Stadium, as a second facility along with the Smith Center has kept Hernandez from having to run group after group from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. Social distancing is the norm in the Illini weight rooms. A sparsely filled weight room provides a remarkably different atmosphere than normal. What hasn't changed, though, are Hernandez's expectations. Those remain high from the Illinois strength and conditioning coach. Our guys know there's a standard when they step into the room, when they see the "Get Your Mind Right" sign. Hernandez said, "They're going to have to flip a switch and pick up that intensity the minute they hit the room. If they don't match their expectations, or they don't match my expectations, then we're going to do a few things to motivate them, to make sure they start to get their energy level up to an acceptable standard. The acts of motivation are simply different." Hernandez wouldn't have shied away from the bone-crushing hug after a successful lift before mid-March. High fives would fly. Now, physical contact of any sort is restricted. "The best we can do is maybe give them an elbow bump," Hernandez said. Hernandez and his strength and conditioning staff also have to wear face masks when they're working their group of 9 players. Communication is different. The strength coaches also have to maintain a measure of physical separation, too. "We're normally right in it with the feeling their sweat," Hernandez said. "It's dripping on us. That's how close we are to these guys on a normal day. To help encourage and push these guys to be the best they can be, it is challenging because your face is behind a mask and you've got to stand a few feet away. Not that that's what we want to do, but that's what we have to do in order to keep everyone safe." Hernandez is all about energy in the weight room. Smaller groups, 9 athletes compared to a regular group that might be total 40 plus, creating that energy more difficult. That high energy atmosphere is something that the Illini simply can't duplicate with 9 athletes and 1 coach at a time. "We do everything we can as a staff to keep everything motivated, but I don't want my strength coaches to come out and try to pretend to be something that they're not," Hernandez said. "I want our guys to be driven internally. That's what they have to do on the football field. Yes, it helps when you've got fans. This year we might not have fans. We have no idea. I want those guys who are self-motivated and driven from within. The guys are coming in right now, are doing a great job. I think they're just so excited to be back and have a sense of normalcy, and be back in their support system, and be back getting themselves prepared for what we're all hoping is going to be a season coming our way. That excitement right now is driving this room and our players. These guys are ready to go. Some social distancing in the weight room, though, just isn't safe. Hernandez has modified some of his weightlifting workouts to limit the need for spotters. But some lifts, like bench press and squat, necessitate a watchful eye. Especially when a guy like Illinois offensive lineman Kendrick Green regularly puts up 600 plus pounds when he squats. Not having a spotter in hand would be dangerous. That is something Hernandez said he addressed before any athletes arrived back on campus this month. Can somebody drop the bar? Absolutely, Hernandez said. You just don't want to drop a bar over their face or have them go unconscious, where it rolls down their throat and there's nobody there to keep it from suffocating. We want somebody around and set, ready to go. Is someone actually right on top of the player? They aren't at this moment any time, but they are within striking distance if anything appears like there could be an issue. That was a very big concern for us when it came down to the overall safety of the athlete. Yes, we all understand social distancing, but so many things can go wrong in a weight room, even when you're doing things right. We do want a spotter in position to help save a life versus having something that could be very tragic. Before the Illinois players even got back to the weight room, though, Hernandez ran them through a conditioning test Illinois soccer coach Janet Rayfield has long used. The beep test helps measure heart rate and VO2 max, the maximum rate of oxygen consumption measured during the incremental exercise. Hernandez has used the beep test, which is basically successive timed 21-meter sprints, as a baseline for the Illini's level of conditioning. The forced split for the team the last 3-plus months, but players at different levels of readiness. Unfortunately, we've had a few guys who've struggled with that, Hernandez said. They're going to continue to work with our medical staff until they can get to a better conditioning level. It's a very solid test, and Janet has been using it for years. We felt like this year we needed to do something different. It's easy for me to say, hey, let's go run 10 100s. I would probably do that if we were a normal time break that our guys would have had in the summer to return. Crime Report by the News Gazette. Area police report the following. Champaign. 50 block of Market Drive. Two 12-year-old boys arrested about 2:30 a.m. Wednesday for motor vehicle theft for allegedly stealing a 2019 Dodge pickup truck that was seen speeding through town and was later found at Gramercy Park Apartments. 0 to 100 block of Stanley Road. Between June 3rd and 4th, someone cut cord to a surveillance camera and detained man's truck. Indented man's truck. 800 block of West Park Street, 2008 Mercury Stable, stolen from street after 3 p.m. Monday. Cell phone was inside. 900 block of West Daniel Street, 67-year-old man charged with burglary for allegedly stealing change from unlocked car early Tuesday. 0 to 100 block of Blue Spruce Drive. Window broken between early May and Monday. 2600 block of North Prospect Avenue. Female slugged a coworker with a closed fist about 12:30 p.m. Monday. 2400, block of North Prospect Avenue. Wallet stolen while customer stopped about 1:15 p.m. Monday. McDonald's, 1812 North Neal Street. Employee unattended cell phone stolen off front counter Monday. Urbana, 40 block of West University Avenue. Woman reported being sexually assaulted by unknown man at motel Monday evening. 800 block of East University Avenue. Woman trespassed at a building Tuesday morning, claimed ownership of a drug paraphernalia there, and reported being sexually assaulted by a man. 1500 block of North Lincoln Avenue. Vehicle tire damaged Tuesday afternoon. 1200 block of South Vine Street. Two cell phones stolen from home Tuesday. 2000 block of Fletcher Street. Victim's luggage with multiple types of prescription medication was left unattended on the stoop of the apartment complex Sunday. Owner reported Wednesday that the medicine was gone when she opened the luggage. 100 block of South Collar Avenue. About 7:35 a.m. Wednesday, a man having a mental health crisis threw urine at a woman, hit her vehicle with a metal pole, threatened several people with a brick, and threw a brick through a front door. When police arrived, he threw a chair at an officer and damaged a squad car. Was taken to a hospital for a mental health evaluation. Beardsley Park. Man in 70s out for walk wounded in shooting. By Mary Schenck. Champagne. Champagne's fifth shooting victim of the week is a 73-year-old who was out for a walk when he was apparently targeted. About 5:40 p.m. Wednesday, police were sent to the 1100 block of Hickory Street for a shooting. Shortly after, they were told a man had arrived at a local hospital with a gunshot wound to be abandoned men was to be taken for into surgery. Preliminary investigation revealed that the man was on the north side of Beardsley Street when another man that he knew fired at him from a bicycle as he rode by. The shooter, police said, is believed to be a black man in his 50s or 60s. Police have made no arrests. The shooting pushes the total number of confirmed shot fires incidents for 2020 in Champaign to just more than 70. Police ask that any resident or business in the area might have been video footage, contact them at 217-351-4545. Those who wish to remain anonymous can call Champaign County Crime Stoppers at 217-373-8477. Man pleads guilty to reduced charge. By Mary Schenck. Urbana. A University of Illinois student who had about 2 pounds of cannabis in his home earlier this year has pleaded guilty to reduced charge. Ahmad Shahata, 20, who lived the 400 block of South 5th Street, Champaign, when he was arrested February 19th, was sentenced Tuesday to 2 years of first offender probation and 30 hours of public service work. The sentence means that Shahata, who had no previous convictions, can escape having a conviction if he successfully completes his probation. Shahata was arrested by the Champaign County Street Crimes Task Force, who had been investigating him for a couple of months, because police said he was receiving cannabis in the mail from California and reselling it to Champaign. On February 19th, during a court-authorized search of his apartment, police found about 2 pounds of cannabis and more than $1,750, which included marked money, buy money, that police had supplied to an information to buy cannabis from him. Shahata pleaded guilty to reduced charge of possession with intent to deliver between 10 and 30 grams of cannabis. Man faces up to 20 years for molesting girl. By Mary Schenck. Urbana. A former Muhammad man who admitted sexually molesting a young girl faces up to 20 years in prison when he is sentenced next month. Gregory P. Reed, 43, and now in prison in Robinson, pleaded guilty Tuesday before Judge Tom DeFanis to a single count of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. The charged alleged conduct that took place between January 2006 and July 2011 with a girl under the age of 13. Now an adult, the woman went to police in 2018 to reveal that she had been repeatedly molested by Reed during that time. Reed was already in prison, serving sentence for possessing child pornography. Although the maximum penalty for that crime is 60 years in prison, Assistant State's Attorney Kristen Alferink said she agreed to dismiss other sex-related counts and cap her recommendation at 20 years. Alferink said the resolution of the case had been discussed with the victim. Reed is now serving a 10.5-year prison sentence he received after pleading guilty in September 2012 to an aggravated child pornography. Earlier that same year, he also pleaded guilty to aggravated criminal sexual abuse and was sentenced to probation and 120 days in jail. The child pornography came to light when he was being investigated for the sex abuse. Any sentence Reed receives for the predatory criminal assault, sexual assault, will have to be served after he finishes the one he's serving for aggravated child pornography. The Department of Corrections lists his projected parole date that is July 2021. Reed will be sentenced July 23rd. Man charged with hate crime and fight with delivery driver. Urbana. An Urbana man who yelled at Amazon delivery driver, allegedly making references to her race and scaring her, has been charged with a hate crime. Shannon Earhart, 30, who listed an address in the block 0 to 100 block of Fern Street, was in court Thursday before Judge Adam Dill, who arraigned him on the Class 4 felony. The charge alleges that on Sunday, by region of race, and the alleged victim, Earhart, committed an assault by opening the door of her van and telling her in a profane way to get out of the area, leading her to believe she might be attacked. Champaign County Sheriff's LT Kurt Apperson said about 2:30 p.m. Saturday, the black female driver called the sheriff's deputies to the parking lot at Farm and Fleet, 2701 North Cunningham Avenue, where she told them she had been in the park nearby local trailer park making deliveries when two people yelled at her to slow down. Apperson said she told deputies that she turned around in a cul-de-sac, and as she passed where the men were, Earhart, who was white, allegedly ran after the van, punching and kicking it. Apperson said Earhart opened the driver's door and yelled at the woman, who took off and went to call police. Earhart posted bond Sunday and was told to be back in court Thursday. As a condition of his bond, Earhart is to have no contact with the woman. He asked for a probation-caused hearing and was told to be back in court for that on July 22nd. Dill appointed the public defender's office to represent him. If convicted, he faces penalties ranging from up to 30 months to probation to up to 3 years in prison. Danville, 18-year-old, arrested in West Champaign shooting by Mary Schenck. Urbana. A Danville man is in Champaign County Jail in the shooting of two teens Tuesday in West Champaign. Just before 1 p.m. Thursday, Champaign police arrested Carlos A. Jones, 18, on preliminary charges of aggravated battery with a firearm and aggravated discharge of a firearm in connection with a shooting about 3:40 p.m. Tuesday in the parking lot of a Gramercy parking lot complex in the 2100 block of West White Street, Champaign. Police responded to a call of shots fired, found one 16-year-old male there with a gunshot wound in the lower part of his body. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. About 4:30 p.m., a second 16-year-old showed up at a hospital, also with a gunshot wound to the lower body. Police said video surveillance helped identify Jones, who was arrested in the same general area at the intersection of White Street and County Fair Drive. He is expected to be in court Friday for arraignment. Meanwhile, back at the pandemic, the death toll now stands at 120,000. The United States, with roughly 4% of the world's population, accounts for about 25% of its COVID-19 deaths. Those states that reopened despite warnings that doing so would cause a spike in coronavirus cases are now seeing, altogether now, a spike in coronavirus cases. And Donald Trump has returned to doing political rallies, despite being advised by experts that large crowds are essentially a buffet table for the coronavirus. Granted, based on last week's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, large crowds are just not a problem for Trump now, but still. Oh, and let us not forget Deborah Baber, the proud Trump Republican who became a social media sensation last week in defending what she calls her inalienable right to not wear a mask. Her must-see performance before the Ventura County Board and supervisors, some now weaved in sadomasochism, terrorism, and a rendition of God Bless America, notable for its evaluation of the mountains white with foam. Baber is just one of many folks who has been filmed behaving badly. The guy who shoved his way into a Walmart is also worth a look, because they believe that in refusing to wear masks, they strike a blow for freedom. Just like John Lewis standing up to state troopers on that bridge in Selma, Alabama, or the Chinese guy standing up to a tank in Tiananmen Square, except, you know, stupid. And not really about freedom. Fed up with the unmasked holdouts, Miami Herald recently ran a tardily worded editorial advising people to just put on their damn masks. This has been Samuel Larson with the News Gazette, June 25th, 2020. I look forward to reading with you again soon.